We now go to Shuja Nawaz. He is a journalist who reported in Pakistan for many years. He's now based in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Over the years, you've interviewed both Benazir Bhutto and her father on many occasions. Can you maybe share some of those personal recollections?
One of my clear recollections is of standing a few feet behind him on the same platform where she was speaking from today, just before her death. I knew her. I used to meet her fairly regularly and met her just before she went back to Pakistan when we talked, among other things, about personal security. And I suggested that she should invest in a new body armor called Dragon Skin, which the United States produces. But she was very fatalistic and spiritual and said that everything really was in the hands of Allah. So I persuaded her to think about it. And then when we found out that the U.S. government had imposed restrictions on the export of Dragon Skin armor, that she would have to request a license from the government of Pakistan for the U.S. to deliver this to her. She wrote back to me from her BlackBerry saying that she didn't want to ask General Musharraf for a favor and decided not to seek the armor.
You mentioned that she was fatalistic. Did you get the sense at all that perhaps she knew that at some point something like this might happen?
Well, I'm sure she knew that she would be the target of attacks, but that didn't seem to deter her. Of course, her family has seen tragedy. Her father was, as you know, executed. Her brother, Murtaza Bhutto, was assassinated on the street right in front of their family home in Karachi. And her younger brother died under very suspicious circumstances from poisoning on the Riviera. So she knew that that she was always a target, but it didn't seem to deter her. And despite all the threats, despite the attack on her first possession when she returned to Karachi, she was out there among the crowd, standing out in the open, and began waving at the people when the bomb blast took place.
Is there any sense of who might possibly replace her name on the ballot as a representative of her party?
At this point, it's very hard to see who would replace her, because she was the chairperson of the People's Party for life. And there are other leaders within the party, but they do not, of course, have her stature nor her history.
When great leaders are assassinated, it's obviously a source of great sadness for many people, but there are occasions when these deaths can also help galvanize a movement. Do you have any sense that that might happen in Pakistan?
It's quite possible that in her death she may actually help galvanize the forces of democracy, in which case this would fulfill her own wish for Pakistan to return to the politics of normalcy rather than politics of autocracy or under a state of emergency.
Journalist Shuja Nawaz is author of the upcoming book, Crossed Swords, Pakistan, Its Army, and the Wars Within. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.